Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Predictions for 2016 include Guns N' Roses. My suspicions have been right for like the last 10 years. Guns N' Roses will reunite with Slash, Axl, and Duff. They're apparently already signed on to play some shows at with Coachella. I'm hoping for a U.S. tour because I will be there. I've been waiting for these guys to reunite since 96 they quit?
I think so.
No.
How fat?
Has it been that long?
You want a prediction. I want to know how fat do you think Axl's going to be?
I think he's going to trim down for this. That dude's ordering some Seattle Suttons right now.
Yeah.
And he's going to be ready, man.
All right. Well,
I mean, he's going to be, he's going to be a couple waist sizes bigger.
He's not going to be, the glory days of GNR.
No.
Okay.
But I guarantee you he is training his vocals. I guarantee you that he's got his, Frank, this is going to rock.
No, I'm not as excited as you are.
Oh, man.
But I am
so excited. I will drop big bucks to see these guys in 2016.
How much do you think a ticket's going to cost?
Well,
I know you don't care, but
they're saying upwards of $275, like for the highest tickets.
Okay.
That's out of the gates.
All right, okay.
I mean, they're going to be snatched up. These tickets are, this is going to be like Adele prices.
Okay.
Like she was getting like $1,000 a ticket on StubHub.
Jeez.
For Adele, which, she's good and all, but she's not Guns N' Roses. But I would drop.
She might weigh as much as they do.
I would pay. I'd pay two bills.
Is that too many? You think that's too many Adele fat jokes?
Probably for one show.
All right.
I mean, she's a really nice person, Frank.
And
she's a really good singer, so I don't know what you have against her.
I have nothing against her. I love Adele. I don't know where this is coming from.
Seriously, we've actually ripped on fat people a lot.
Yeah, that's probably true.
God, and here we are not looking so hot.
Well, you heard my BMI.
Right.
So it's
pot calling the kettle black.
I guess.
There,
maybe that's why I'm so offended, or maybe that's why I have a problem,
So 2015 is behind us. 2016 is here.
Right.
Frankster Damas. What are we going
to
see?
We need some music or like the, trippy.
Yeah. Maybe you can keep
post-production.
Yeah. Post-production. Bring some in, but I'm feeling it now.
Frank Adamas.
What are we going to experience in 2016? Go.
I predict that Caitlyn Jenner will become Bruce Jenner.
He'll go back again?
He'll go back because it's not cool to be a man woman anymore.
He'll untuck it.
Frank Adamas predicts that douchey assholes are still going to be posting pics of themselves working out on Facebook.
But you're giving Facebook up for 2016, so you won't have to see it.
That's true.
Oh, great.
I didn't say that I was giving it up. I thought about it.
Well, here's a question for you.
All right.
Since you're kind of a dork with comic book movies,
jeez.
And I know that you're probably going to get tickets in advance on Fandango for this, but
it won't cost me $270.
March 25th, DC Entertainment releases Batman versus Superman.
Yeah.
Dawn of Justice, starring your favorite actor, Ben Affleck, as Bruce Wayne, Batman.
Horrible cast.
Who's playing Clark Kent? Is it Henry Cavill? Is that how you say his last name?
Cavill?
I don't know who the hell he is.
But
the film is going to feature Gotham's vigilante warring it out in Metropolis's.
And then Gal Gadot, she's going to be Wonder Woman.
Oh.
Are you excited about that?
Well, I was,
she's
as a kid, I had a crush on Wonder Woman. The whole spinning thing.
Yeah.
Oh,
she was hot.
I was all about it.
What was her name?
Linda Carter?
Yeah, Linda Carter.
Yep.
Yeah.
See how I just pulled that right out? Like, Linda Carter.
Linda Carter, hello.
Somewhere there's a severely crinkled poster of Linda Carter somewhere in my, childhood stuff.
Yeah. It's all sticky.
But anyway.
Oh, Frank, put the lasso of truth on me.
Right, exactly. Tie me up, please.
Please, would you?
Frank, who wins versus Batman?
Okay, Frank.
I mean, honestly, are you fans of these characters? Like, I wasn't into comic books. I don't care about this stuff. But who is better?
I mean, I just don't think you can beat Superman. I mean, unless you put on a kryptonite condom.
Gross.
And then, you know.
Right.
That may kill him.
You gotta roofie him first. And then put on the kryptonite condom. And
Bruce Wayne is like, this will only hurt a bit. Tell me where the Joker is.
I'm Ass Man.
And there's Aquaman.
Right.
Who has no purpose whatsoever.
Right. Drinking a club soda at the end of the bar. Can I get in on this, guys?
Well, we're not going to be around water, so what use are you going to be? Like, I don't
know. What happened to this conversation?
All right, who would win? I'm going to vote for Superman.
I think you're probably right, although if I had to choose, I think I like Batman better. He's just, I don't know, he seems to kick ass.
He's darker, yeah.
Yeah. Mysterious.
Yeah, I suppose. Honestly, I don't really care about this movie. I'm more interested in Suicide Squad. I'm excited for that. Do you know what that is, JJ? Or you probably just don't.
Insert crickets.
You know,
here.
You know what that's.
Seriously,
that's
pause. Put crickets right in there. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Nostradamus, you know who he is, right? He's predicted a bunch of stuff.
Oh, yes.
Well, he predicted that Obama would be victorious in the 2013 elections. I don't know how he knew that.
Like, he wrote down Obama?
But he also predicted that Obama would be America's last president, whatever the hell that means. So does this mean that...
Well, if Donald Trump becomes president, I think it would become a monarchy after that.
Does this mean that... The time has come for the United States to pass the torch to someone else. Maybe there's going to be another superpower, or does it mean that presidents as we know it today are like done? Like, he's the last, and from now on we're just going to have celebrities as president?
Or maybe if Donald Trump does win, then the American people are just going to be like, no.
Are you predicting a Donald Trump presidency? Is this what I'm hearing?
God, I hope not.
I will predict one thing.
Okay.
There is going to be mass hysteria and a lot of weeping in the streets on November 9th after we find out who the president is. Because you know what? No one's going to be happy. The choices we have...
Is anyone ever happy?
Well...
I mean, you got to consider, yeah. Like, half the country is pissed, usually.
Typically, but I think there's going to be crying everywhere.
If Donald Trump wins, then I will be one of those people crying because I just don't understand.
If Hillary wins, I'll be crying.
Well, okay.
And if Donald Trump wins, I'm going to be scared.
I will be very scared, yeah.
If Donald Trump wins, if he's even, like, nominated to the Republican Party, I'm going to be like, oh, boy.
Oh, he's getting nominated.
You think so?
Oh, it. Are you kidding
me? I don't know how they can. I mean...
Well, let me put it this way.
He's got the poll numbers.
Let me say this. If he does not get nominated, he will be running as an independent.
Well, then, he said he wouldn't do that. But, I mean, and he knows that if he does, he's going to
hand... He says a lot of things.
Right. Well, he's going to hand the election to Hillary Clinton then, because that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I mean...
We're equally as effed if she gets in the White House, too.
I don't think that's true.
Oh, I do. Yeah, but anyway, I yeah.
Not to get off base here.
I'm sure 2016 will bring some podcasts about the election, right?
Oh, I'm sure that there will be a few, yeah.
Nostradamus also predicted some unusual, like, weather patterns and, like, crazy disasters, but I think that's, like, just par for the course for our, right, the world, you know?
How did he become, like, this huge predicting guy? Like, how did... I mean, I obviously have heard of him. I know.
I don't know, like, how it caught on, like, how he became, like, the guy.
Yeah. Like, he's the Siegfried and Roy of predictions.
Well, My theory is that he was like one of those buddies that makes super bold, crazy like predictions, and like he hit on one and got it correct after a few whiskeys or something, and like his friends were like, "Oh my god, this dude is like he's nailing legit, it. Right?" And so it just kind of snowballed.
Huh. Interesting. Is there any other ones that came into fruition?
I don't know what his track record is, but I didn't do that research.
What about you? Do you have any big predictions?
Well, Guns N' Roses reuniting. Yeah. I think that's going to happen.
Well, it sounds like it is happening. Yeah. So, okay.
But it still has to happen.
Right. I mean, like they haven't done a concert.
Axl Rose is kind of notorious for being a little neurotic and
He could still
bipolar about this stuff.
Set off Slash and
Yeah, I think, you know, there'll be that. There'll be major weeping in the streets after the elections. Uh-huh. We know that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, on the darker side, I think there's going to be more, like, terrorist attacks in the U.S.
Okay.
I don't want to get too far into that.
No.
For this show, because we did enough of that last show.
Hmm.
But it was kind of prophetic. I'm not calling myself a prophet, so don't give me that look. But it was really crazy during our last show how we were talking about this. I'm like, it's just a matter of time. And then sure enough, four days later, the San Bernardino shootings happened. And
it was crazy.
It is. And I think we're only going to see more of that, unfortunately. I mean, it's going to happen. They're here, and they're going to strike again. You want to hear a crazy story? Side note, tangent?
Sure.
All right, so...
I love tangents.
I have a friend. I wouldn't call him a friend. An acquaintance. Okay. I know a pilot for a major commercial airline. I won't say what airline. He was flying over Christmas. Okay? So Christmas Day, he's on his plane. He's in the cockpit doing his pre-flight check, and on board are three Muslim gentlemen sitting in a three-row seat. They're still at the gate, and the guys had been seated. A couple of them had gone up and gone to the bathroom, came back to their seats. Right before they close the cockpit doors, the guys all get up and tell the stewardess that they have to get off the plane. Change of plans.
Huh.
Their excuse was they had relatives, you know, unexpectedly coming to town, and so they couldn't get on the plane. It was a one-way ticket that they had, and they immediately just demanded to get off. And with domestic flights, you have to let people off. You can't keep them. You know, you can't say, sorry, you're flying.
Right.
You know, not until they close the door and they're out on the tarmac are you, you know, kind of committed to flying. So these guys got off the plane, and the pilot, this guy I know, you know, thought that that was suspicious.
Right.
And he demanded that the TSA board the plane with the dogs and check the seats where they were sitting, check the overhead bins, and remove the luggage from the cargo hold that these guys had checked. Normally on a domestic flight, they're not going to hold the flight to remove luggage. So there's a little bit of back and forth on that, but they'll only pull luggage off for an international flight. So he demanded that this happen, right? And TSA came on, they checked everything out and everything was fine. They removed the luggage. Everything was fine. And the flight went on. No problems.
Okay.
Here's the odd thing. His colleague at another airline, same day, was sitting at the gate, ready to take off and doing his pre-flight check. And a Middle Eastern woman wearing the full garb, the full headdress thing,
right,
had gone to the bathroom and come back to her seat. And then right before that, they were supposed to take off, got up and demanded to get off the plane. Something, I'm not sure what her excuse was, I wasn't told, but
right.
same day, you know, different part of the country.
Huh.
She had been to the bathroom and leaves the plane right before it takes off. That's just weird, man. Like, there's some, I mean, I don't want to be paranoid, but that can't be happening very often, right? I mean, does that happen a lot? Like,
I mean, I'm not a huge traveler. I don't
know how often this stuff happens, but I think that that's really weird, you know, and thank God nothing happened. And, you know, I'm not saying that, you know, we need to like freak out every time we're on a plane with like, you know, Middle Easterners. I mean, that's not fair either. But I'm thinking to myself, if I'm Middle Eastern and I'm on a plane, like, I'm going to just keep it cool. You know what I mean? I'm not going to be doing weird
you
shit.
You don't want to rock the boat?
Yeah, even if I got to go to the bathroom, I may just, like, wait, you know?
Well,
yeah. I don't know. I mean, I feel bad for these guys that, you know, have nothing to do with terrorism and you know, they're just being kind of, like, singled out. But seriously, man, quit doing weird shit, too. You know, you're like, you're, people are a little edgy right now. So my prediction is that some stuff will happen. I hope there was, like, no dry run here thing happening.
Right.
You know, like, they were practicing or trying to check protocol on what happens when you try to leave a plane.
Yeah.
Or,
did you hear about any other stories like that?
No. I mean, okay. I didn't really get into it a whole lot, but he thought it was weird. I mean, his buddy at the other airline that also called on TSA, like, he was reprimanded by the airline. The pilot was, for being overly paranoid about it. And he was, like, written up, which is bullshit, too. I mean, if you're piloting a plane, you're the captain of that plane. Well, and you're in charge of it. Like, the buck stops with you. So if you're not comfortable with a passenger and their behavior, you have a right to, you know.
You get it reprimanded because he held up the flight, I'm guessing.
He held up the flight and demanded TSA come aboard because this Middle Eastern woman got off unexpectedly.
Sure. And it takes time to, I'm sure.
And it was weird, and she didn't have a good excuse and all this stuff. It's like, you know, just stay on the damn plane. Like, stick to your travel plans.
Maybe she said to poop.
Well.
Like, she didn't, you know, some people can't go to the bathroom in public.
I can't poop on a plane.
Really?
No.
Oh, I could totally do it.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
It's too cramped.
Like, well, how much space do you need?
Well, I don't know.
You're not a big person, JJ.
No, but
like,
I don't know. I just... Anyway,
it's just too much. Like, you feel claustrophobic.
Yeah, it's just it's not
butt
a good,
cheeks clench up too
plus,
much.
I mean, those airline bathrooms, my God, not a fun thing.
I mean, you gotta go though.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah,
you do.
What's the longest flight you've ever been on?
Well, Hawaii, direct flight from Minneapolis to Hawaii was about 8.5 hours.
Okay,
almost 9. I also flew to London. Which
that's right. I forgot about
actually
that.
Actually, shorter, I think. I think that was like...
Really?
Yeah. It was longer to go to Hawaii than it was to London.
No way.
I think London was like a 7-hour flight. Hawaii
that's
was
7 hours ago.
Hawaii was like 9, 8 or 9.
Well, when I went to Australia, that's like 20.
Oh, I couldn't... Yeah, that would be... Plus, you know, Australia covered with spiders and snakes. I'm not going there. The hell with that.
You do understand that... This country is covered with spiders and snakes.
Well, not in the north. Minnesota, everything dies in the winter. That's what I love about it. Florida, on the other hand.
Yeah, that's true. They have a lot of... Yeah.
We're going to be talking about Florida and the Women Be Crazy segment coming up.
Oh, I can't wait.
Oh, my God. Anyway, Deadpool, we're going to lose some celebrities.
You think so?
Yeah, I mean...
Well, last year was pretty... Like, we lost a lot of people last year.
Yeah, we did.
Like Robin Williams.
Mm-hmm.
And,
he kind of started
that
it
wasn't
out,
too
fit.
That was 2014. But
yeah, it was?
I think
God,
so.
Has it been that long already?
Maybe you're right. Well, I think it was 2014.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
It was close. It was close to 2015, I know. But
do you have any predictions for who you think is going to die in 2016? Maybe we have a little Deadpool going on here.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see. I think...
I know one, I think, is, I mean, Kirk Douglas.
You think Douglas is going to go down, huh?
Kirk Douglas. The old timer. God, what is he, like 96 or 110 or something now?
Well, it's funny because when I saw that, I actually was like, oh, he is still alive. You know who I think is going to go?
He's like an old Japanese woman or something.
He's been around for a while. Max von Sydow.
Who?
Max von Sydow.
Who the hell is that?
You know, he's an actor.
They have to be celebrities, Frank.
He's a celebrity. I swear, I thought he was gone. I thought he was already dead, but he was on like Star Wars, like the most recent one. I'm like, he's still alive?
Oh my God, really? Just kidding. I'm sorry, Frank.
Ouch.
Sorry. I'm just messing with you. I just don't know who he is. Seriously.
Okay, fine.
Here's a notebook.
Look
back.
Him up on IMDb, okay? let's see, who else?
Hugh Hefner. I could see him going.
I'm a sea captain. Yeah, I could see him going. God, he gets laid all the time. It can't.
Well, you know,
his heart can't be like.
Well, his heart's had a lot of training over the years.
It's true.
And you know he's gonna go out surrounded by about six scantily clad women.
How has he not like had a heart attack yet?
Training, man. He's
I'd say that. Let's see who else. I'm trying to think of some obscure ones that are like are into like drugs.
Well, while you're thinking about it, maybe I'll read some of the Deadpool picks that I found online. You know, there's been some lists that I think are pretty solid, actually.
Right.
Keith Richards.
Keith Richards, huh?
Yep.
That guy, I can't imagine that guy ever dying. I mean, think about it. He survived. He survived this long.
Yeah.
He's never dying.
I think he's got some staying powers too. Fidel Castro.
Okay. I could see that.
Billy Graham.
He's not feeling good.
Billy Graham's up there. I mean, he's been near death a few times already.
He's got the spirit of the Lord in him.
Right.
Okay, who else?
George Bush, the first.
The first, yeah. I think Barbara Bush is gonna kick the bucket before.
Really?
Yeah, man.
I don't know. I think
she's a large woman.
The men go first, typically.
Yeah, but man, she does not look healthy. You seen her recently?
Uh-uh.
Ugh.
But George Sr. isn't, he's not.
No, you're right. Either. That's true.
Abe Vigoda?
Who's that?
The guy from The Godfather.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that dude's old, man.
Well, that dude is, pooping in diapers in the old country and, back when The Godfather came out already.
That's true, yeah.
Queen of England.
Hello.
Can't remember her name. What is it, Elizabeth?
Yeah, Queen Elizabeth. Oh, don't let Tara hear you say that because she'll shoot you for not knowing.
Oh, is she a royal family nut?
Well, she's like, she's Jamaican. Jamaicans are really, they're
into their royal family.
Well, because stuff they were colonized by the British, so right. There's a lot of British aspects, and yeah.
Kate Middleton.
Yes. Who else?
Stephen Hawking.
I could see that.
What would he sound like when he's dying, Frank? You do a good impression of him.
JJ.
Yes, Stephen.
I am so happy to have known you.
It's been nice knowing you too, Stephen.
I hope that you finally solve your masturbation problem. In the cosmos, every time you masturbate, a star dies.
And then he just goes.
Right? I made that last part up. Yeah. And that's it. Who else?
Little Richard.
I didn't think he was still alive to begin with. Actually. Yeah, that was shocking to me.
Bob Dole.
I mean, come on. He's already kind of dead now anyways.
Well, he does those Viagra commercials.
Does he still do them?
I don't know. He used to, right?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Tommy Lasorda.
Oh, yeah. He's old, man. He's pushing it. You know who I think's going to go? I would say... What was I thinking of?
Michael Moore.
That's just wishful thinking on your part.
Yeah, I know.
I think. I can't think of
it. It helped with my anger issues.
Even though you did see Fahrenheit 9/11.
Lindsay Lohan?
No, I mean, I think if she hasn't died yet now, it's,
Well, and I don't know. Is she,
I think she's kind of cleaned up.
Has she?
I don't know.
I don't know either. You never know with these people.
It's true.
Charlie Sheen's another one. You know, we knew he had never cleaned up his act, and then he came out with HIV, right?
Yeah, but he's had it now for like
4 years.
Yeah.
So he's under a doctor's eye, you know, on a regular basis. He's not going to die.
No.
Unless he just goes off his meds and...
Yeah, he won't do that. I think he's going to be fine. You know, it's like having a cold nowadays.
Right. I wouldn't say that. I'm just kidding. No. Right.
If you can't laugh at AIDS, what can you laugh at?
What do you call Charlie Sheen in a wheelchair?
What?
Roll AIDS.
Oh.
That's
horrible.
Is that bad?
But it's kind of funny.
Sorry.
If you,
that wasn't funny.
No, it was.
I'm going to hell for that.
You probably are, yeah.
Any other Deadpool picks?
I can't think of anything else. I'd say Jim Brown.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
NFL people never last very long.
No, especially with all this concussion stuff.
Yeah.
And there'll be some random deaths, too, that'll just be like, whoa, that like comes out of nowhere, and you'll be like, oh, my God.
Right.
You know? And like, then you'll see RIP all over Facebook, like these people were like super fans, but they're not.
No. I think the Biebs.
The Biebs?
Oh, God. I think someone's going to smother him one day.
Hopefully on Canadian soil.
Then it can Does he even go to Canada
then
anymore?
Then it can be their news and not our news.
No, it will be our news, too.
Speaking of music, we're featuring some music tonight. It's been a while. Yeah. Got a band called Flavor.
Yeah?
The song's a little bit old. It's something they put out a few years back, but I like it. It's called Needle Threading. So here it is. Flavor with Needle Threading. Enjoy. It's a jam.
Left to make